welcome to another Don't Eat That podcast.
G'day, g'day.
We are up to podcast 6.
Huge. I never thought it would be this.
This huge. I never thought I'd get this huge too. Seriously, it's time I went on a diet. We've got a big show on today. We are doing another confession session, Trent.
We're also doing a parenting quiz. I'm going to take you around the world and share some crazy parenting traditions that happen in other countries.
And what age do you have to stop taking your kids into public toilets with you? We'll get to that soon. That was weird. Don't eat that.
Dave, let's step into the confession booth for another confession session.
I couldn't think of anything I'd rather do at this point in time.
Really? I could think of a few.
Yeah, I could think of a lot, actually.
Anyway, let's
do it.
Let's get in there.
All right. Trent, I was at the beach the other day with my family, and I saw this little Chinese kid digging a big hole in the sand. And all I could think is, maybe he just wants to go home.
Dad used to say that if you dig a hole too deep, you'll end up in China.
Yes, that's the premise of my joke.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just wondering where you heard about it. I get that, but I'm just wondering, how does that thought start in your head when you're younger?
Why did I think that kid wanted to go home?
Yeah, where does the idea come from that if you dig deep enough, you'll get to China?
Oh, because it's on the other side of the world.
Yeah, damn it. Hey, Dave, I keep a baseball bat under my bed for family protection.
To protect yourself from the family?
No, just in case of an intruder. If I'm being honest, since this is confession session, it's not really a baseball bat. It's probably a T-ball bat.
Oh, great.
And
to be honest, if any robbers are listening right now, they're like, oh, sweet.
What's that going to do? I think it's got something to do with the fact that when I played T-ball for 1 year in under 10s.
Oh, gosh.
I struck out. Just think about that for a moment. I played T-ball and I struck out. So I think me now, we're having that T-ball bat under the bed. I just want to be able to beat someone up with it and just let the aggression out. I want a T-ball bat to embarrass someone else one day.
Trent, I sometimes use playtime as an opportunity to nap.
Oh, like playing dead?
No, they go hide and I sleep. It's called hide and sleep.
Hey, Dave, as you know, go to the gym a little bit. I haven't been much lately. I've had some man flu, which has knocked me almost dead. But I go to the gym a little bit, try and keep in shape. But one of the sad things is that my daughter, who's 4, pretty clearly tells me that Teo from Play School has bigger muscles than me.
Is Teo one of the dolls? Trent, have you ever thought about changing the time on the clocks in the house to make them an hour faster, so your kids go to bed an hour earlier?
Damn, no, I haven't. That is good, though.
And yeah, no, me either.
We have now.
It's a great idea, though.
Well, it's been tricky because in Queensland, we don't have daylight savings. But in wintertime or in the next few months, it'll be a lot easier to say, hey, guys, it's 7:30 or whatever, when it's only, you know, 5:15.
I'm looking at you. I'm realizing you've just turned into a dad to me in my mind. All your stories are boring. And you're talking about weather.
I'm going to buy more polo shirts and start getting some leather sandals on.
Top of 32 to today. That'll about do us.
Stuff you. You rude payer outer.
No, I'm
calling
just,
me a dad, honestly.
You are a dad, too.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
Oh, mate. Good. That was a good confession session, I think.
Yep.
That'll do us for today, though.
Yep. I feel pretty low and happy, so it's good.
I'll go get some tissues for you.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, mate.
Mate, I want to throw something a bit different at you. Would you feel like doing
your undies?
No, this is not a Tom Jones show. Do you feel like doing a quiz?
I'd love to do a quiz.
This is a parenting-related quiz, so we'll see how well you go. You're a dad now. You should know everything. But this is called Parenting Around the World. Okay, I'm going to throw some different and unusual parenting traditions at you.
Okay.
From around the world.
Yes, I like this already.
Around the world. Parenting around the world. And you have to tell me where you think that tradition comes from. Which country, okay? So, what about the idea of...
Is this your first question?
First one, yeah.
Okay.
Where do you think this comes from? Leaving a newborn baby outside in freezing temperatures to sleep so that it acclimatizes and boosts their immune system.
That would have to be the North Pole.
The North Pole. What, Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus'
little elves. Little elves. No, it would have to be in a cold climate, so I'm going to say Russia.
Not bad. It's actually Sweden.
Sweden. Oh, yes. Apparently that seems like something people from IKEA would do.
Yeah. Yeah. In a neat little box that you have to put together yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Good effort.
Well, I didn't get it right, so...
Yeah, but it was close.
Yeah.
Ish.
Good on you, mate. Good try.
All right. Where do you reckon this is from? Using a cardboard box as a cot for a newborn.
Do you know what? I saw a story about this recently.
Thinking music.
I'm going to say China.
Not a bad guess. It's actually Finland. So, just around the corner.
Great.
It's a tradition they do. Apparently, they do put a small mattress in it.
Two for two.
Two for two. Yeah,
wrong.
For me. All right. How about this one, Dave? This is a bit unusual.
Yes.
Might actually get in trouble for doing it in Australia. In which country would you spit in your baby's eye?
Ah, oh, yes.
That old chestnut.
Yeah, if I've ever heard that, that has definitely come from a land...
known as...
in a beautiful place that I would like to call...
You'll probably get it after this.
I'm going to say Kazakhstan.
No, it's actually apparently in Bulgaria. It's this bizarre thing where they think if a baby's too cute and they pay it too much attention and tell it how beautiful it is, the devil will get jealous and try to hurt it. So, instead, they apparently spit at the baby's eyes while saying, "May the chickens poop on you."
Wow.
And that will just mean that the devil stays away because it's not interested in a yucky little baby.
Why the devil do they mean conjunctivitis?
All right. In which country would you save the top layer of icing from your wedding cake for however many years, maybe freeze it, until the newborn baby comes along, you know, you have your first kid, and then you sprinkle crunched up icing on the baby's head?
I was going to say Australian to that last bit.
That's a bit odd, isn't it?
Sounds like something the Irish would do.
You got it.
What? Ireland? Wow, that's impressive.
Apparently, that's true.
Well, I got that right.
You got it.
I'm that's pretty happy
incredible.
With that one. There's some weird traditions around, isn't there?
Yeah.
I like them, though. I like them.
I got one more
Mixing
for you.
Mixing it up.
I got one more for you.
All right.
In which country do they wait until the baby turns one and then put it on the floor with a whole bunch of different objects in front of it? And whichever object that baby crawls towards... that's going to signify the type of career they're going to have when they're older.
New Zealand. New Zealand.
Well, that is wrong.
Right. Well, it sounds very airy-fairy to me. So, I'm saying it would be somewhere with a lot of maybe spiritual
traditions.
You know, traditions. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's not bad, yeah. Do you think these people sound a bit weird?
They do sound a little bit odd.
Mm.
Yep. It's not a circus, is it? It's not a country.
No, I swear it's a country.
It's a country.
So, you think they're a little bit odd? That's interesting.
Yeah, you're kind of giving me clues here and I'm not picking them
You're not picking them up. You're not picking up what I'm putting down.
They would be weird people if they lived in a country, Australia.
Dude, I can't believe you didn't get this. You are the Maltese Falcon. It's Malta.
Oh, damn it.
It's Malta.
Oh, no.
So, apparently when a kid turns one, they have a little tradition called the Il Kukija.
Yeah, Il Kukija, I don't know it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, now we know. So, they put things like rosary beads, so the guy could end up being a priest. Or, apparently, a hard-boiled egg, which symbolises prosperity. That's a pretty low standard if that's being rich, having an egg.
Or it's hard-boiled, though. That means they've, you know, they've got water.
Yeah, and electricity. Or something like a calculator, so the kid might become an accountant or whatever.
I'm part Maltese. Which one did I pick up? The radio?
Clearly, you got to do some more research into your heritage. You are Maltese, are you not?
I am. I am 1/8 Maltese. My pinky is Maltese. And gee, is it a black hairy pinky?
Parenting around the world.
Trent, where do people get off putting signs like this in toilets?
What did I put up?
No, not you, not that sign. Someone has, in a public toilet, said, "Please, boys over 6 years of age, use the men's restroom. Thank you." I think that's ridiculous. Let's take the scenario of mums who are at a shopping centre.
Sure, why are you pointing at me?
I'm pointing at you, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, right, I do.
At a shopping centre, they've got a couple of kids, maybe they've got the shopping.
Yep.
You can't just let your son go into the men's toilet, no, I don't think.
I wouldn't have thought you'd feel comfortable doing that.
I remember when I was a kid that my mum would take me into the toilet, and when she had to go, I had to stand in the corner and...
In the same cubicle?
In the same cubicle, oh, and look into the corner while she did a whittle.
Damn.
Yes.
Did that scar you?
But what are you, like, I think back, what
You're
is
not
it?
Answering, so it must have, okay.
What did that,